We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school football. Underwood should be a competitive team this year. The Eagles have a lot of talent coming back, so let's talk with head coach Nate Michaelson here on KSOM. And, Coach, you've got a little over a week of practices under your belt. You do have an early start next Thursday against Harlan. How do you feel about your football team overall right now?
Well, honestly, I think you got to go back to our summer. And, you know, we challenged our kids this summer after not having as quality of a summer as we would have liked the year before. And, you know, this summer, I think was the best summer we've ever had in my tenure, which is 12 years. So, you know, props to our kids and those guys for, you know, making a commitment and showing up every day and making a lot of progress this summer. But I really believe that is kind of fed into our early season practices. Our kids, you know, are excited. They're upbeat, a lot of energy at practice. We can see some, you know, physical gains that they've made from a lot of our kids. So, you know, we don't have a ton of numbers this year, but what, you know, we do have is I feel like our practices are maybe even a bit more competitive. So, you know, really like what we see from the kids right now. And hopefully, obviously, that continues through our preparation in the next 7 or 8 days, you know, as we get ready for our season opener. But, you know, excited good with where we're at right now. But obviously we need to, you know, progress here over the next course of the week to be ready for the season opener and then on after that for the remainder of the season.
So take us through what you were able to do over the summer.
I mean, honestly, just consistency. You know, our kids, you know, I think we've had some success there with a couple trips to the semifinals there in the 22 and 23 season. And then I think there was some complacency that had just set in and, you know, we weren't as consistent in the summer a year ago as I would have liked. And I think that, you know, just kind of, set us up for maybe a slow start to the season. Obviously we got it rolling there by the end. But we challenged our kids in the off season to be more consistent, more accountable. You challenged some of our leaders on our football team to kind of create that. And, you know, in terms of we focused on a lot of mobility this summer, a lot of speed, and then obviously the strength portion of things in the weight room. But our kids, you know, worked hard every single day. The amount of kids that we saw on a daily basis in the summer was much higher than in years past. And just really happy with the direction that's going.
So as you go, as you went into practice, what were some of the positions that you prioritized that you saw maybe we need to look hard at this and probably have some competition for some starting spots?
I think the part of the team that was probably in terms of we didn't know a lot of what we were going to get out of what is our offensively is our receiver position. Kyle Subb is our returning receiver with the most, you know, receptions, yards, just overall experience. We have some young kids that we were pretty high on that we thought could step up. You know, we just hadn't seen them, you know, in a competitive environment there since last year. And we knew kind of, you know, how they had progressed over the course of last season in terms of the rest of the year after football, you know, physically developing and things like that. And those guys had really good summers as well. And, you know, what we're starting to see in practice is, you know, some of those guys we thought we could count on, you know, they're really having a great start. These first 10 days of practice, they've been, you know, what we thought they could be and maybe even a little more. So, you know, we were a little concerned about our depth at receiver. We're going to be young there. There's no two ways about it. But we think we've got some kids in those positions that can be really good players now and even down the road.
Garrett Lott obviously is somebody we always have to talk about. I mean, he threw for nearly 2,200 yards last year. He'd probably be a D1 schools might be looking at him at quarterback because of his size if he wasn't such a good baseball player. How do you think he's evolved as your quarterback?
Yeah, I think, you know, we just talked about having inexperience at the receiver position. I think obviously with the amount of football that Garrett's played, that has really helped receiver group settle in. You know, he's obviously, he knows our offense inside and out. He knows how to get, you know, get guys where they should be. Obviously he throws the football with, you know, tremendously. You know, I do think if he wanted to play quarterback at the next level, he would have opportunities to do that. But just, you know, his leadership, you know, this summer on the field, over the course of every sport he's in, obviously this summer in baseball, his leadership abilities are, you know, some of the best I've seen in my time here. So we lean on him for a lot, but I don't think we lean on him for, you know, in terms of leadership, we probably lean on him most for that and just to lead our team and on and off the field. And he sure has stepped up into that role the last two or three years. And, you know, I think that's maybe his best quality. As good as he is on the field or on the baseball field or on the basketball court or what have you, his best quality is his leadership ability and getting guys to rally around him.
In the redistricting, you're in Class 1A District number 6 with some familiar teams, Tri-Center, Trainer, Missouri Valley, conference rivals, future conference rivals, and Red Oak and Shenandoah. What do you make of the redistricting in the offseason?
You know, obviously the district looks pretty familiar to what it was a year ago. You lose Avoca and bring in Tri-Center. You know, I think the district is really strong from top to bottom. You know, obviously Tri-Center is a returning state champion there in Class A. Trainer was a top 10 team most of last year and returned a lot of really good pieces. We started playing good football towards the end of the year. Shenandoah, I think, in terms of you look through the district, Shenandoah probably returns as much, you know, from what they had a year ago as anybody. So I think that was a program that I thought was starting to turn the corner a little bit last year, and I expect even more from them this year. So, you know, Red Oak and Missouri Valley obviously pose a test each year. So, you know, I think it's going to be as tough a district top to bottom as we've been in for a while. And obviously we're looking forward to the challenge.
So what do you make of just a day early start this year with a interesting opponent in Harlan for your week one game?
Yeah, I think kind of just the buzz around that game, obviously starting on Thursday and being one of the very few games on Thursday across the state and very few games there in Southwest Iowa. You know, obviously the buzz I think is high. You know, Harlan's a team that, you know, we don't know a lot about. What we do know about them is they're, you know, tradition rich and probably, I don't even think it's arguable, the most successful football program in the history of the state of Iowa when you look at state championships. So we know what, you know, what's kind of in front of us in terms of, you know, how prideful that program is and how quality it is each year in and year out. You know, we want to test ourselves early in the season. Harlan is obviously definitely gonna fit that mold there for us. We're going to have to play really good football to compete in the game. But, you know, like I said, we want to find out about our football team as early as we can. And playing an opponent like Harlan is absolutely going to do that for us.
Coach, really appreciate your time getting an early look at your team. And we'll talk more about each position when we do our high school football preview show this coming Sunday at 4:00. We're at the Buckstorn Restaurant in Neola, so just about in your backyard. We look forward to visiting with you more then. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you reaching out.
Nate McGailson, head coach for Underwood Football, joining us here on KSOM.